Hello, welcome to Akasha Records, aka Aaliyah Thoughts. So today on this episode, I want to talk about time as well as healing. In my spiritual journey, I believe that we have been taught a different way when it comes to time, and I believe that we have been programmed to look at time as a certain thing, which is frustrating because the way we have been brainwashed, it keeps us bonded in our current situations, events, energies. And I am going to go into more detail about that. First, let's get into it. Okay, so me. You know, I'm Aaliyah, and I am an Aquarius sun. So I do a lot of research when it pertains to who I am. I need to know who I am as much as possible about who I am. I cannot progress. I cannot move forward in life. I cannot encourage. I cannot help others if I don't know who I am. I can't help you if I can't help myself. I can't help myself if I don't know who I am. I can't love you if I can't love myself. And usually, people don't help nor love people they don't know, usually. So I do a lot of research on who I am. And I have come across, you know, time. And according to standard definition of time, the noun version, it means the indefinite continued progress of existence and events in the past, present, and future regarded as a whole. I'm going to repeat that again. The noun version, the noun definition of time means the indefinite continued progress of existence and events in the past, present, and future regarded as a whole. Now, what does that mean, regarded as a whole? Collectively, it could be in your own personal life. It could be collectively as the world. But it is a continued progression of existence and events in the past, present, or future. Now, to me, that really was deep because, to me, it seems like in order for time to exist, there has to be some type of progression, some type of progress, some type of existence, some type of event. Meaning, for me, it's like being prepared for future events, whether it's catastrophic, whether it's abundant. But it's a preparation, you know. Example for me is making a doctor's appointment. When you make a doctor's appointment, that is a continued progress of existence. You're trying to get into the office so that you could be seen. So you speak with someone to get a specific time set up that you could come in. Okay, we'll come back to that. The verb means to plan, schedule, or arrange when something should happen or be done. Wow, I just gave an example about making an appointment at the doctor's office. So, from the standard definition, something has to be in progression. Something has to be planned. I think what people don't understand is a thought is a progression. When you think, it's a progression. You're progressing. Whatever it is. If you're thinking about a heartbreak, if you're thinking about what to cook, if you're thinking about whether or not you should wear an outfit, should you get your hair done, should I not get out the bed? It's a thought. It's a thought process. It becomes progression when you actually do it. It takes me back to, during the beginning of my spiritual journey, I felt like I did not have enough time. I didn't have enough time to study. I didn't have enough time to take out to meditate. I didn't have enough time to, you know, just do the things that I needed to do to be healthy spiritually. I felt like that. Once I realized that, maybe I should just take the time or set out a specific part of the day or night to be able to do these things. And once I did that, it became a lot easier, to the point to where I went from thinking I didn't have enough time to do my spiritual practices to it being a part of routine or tradition, which is crazy. Now, going back to time, why is time so important? And I'm going back and forth. Please stay with me. Because oftentimes, we don't take the time out to heal. We don't take the time out to love ourselves. We don't take the time out to appreciate ourselves. We're always doing something. We're always on the go. Whether you have a family, whether, you know, you have, you know, you're an essential worker. You know, we all have our own personal lives where we can get caught up with the everyday lives and not take the time out to even eat. Sometimes people don't get enough sleep. You know, a lot goes with, you know, taking the time out to heal. If we knew that there was a specific time, if we knew the time and the date where we was going to leave this earth, I often ask, you know, myself, if we knew that, would we plan our lives different? Would we do the things that we know we need to do pertaining to our own personal healing, our own personal journey? Would we do things to make ourselves happy? Would we do things to spiritually evolve? Would we be kinder to others? Would we be kinder to ourselves? If we knew the exact time and date of our death. It's just something to think about. Now, healing. Healing is not easy. And it's depicted often as something that's just done. Like, okay, all you gotta do is just heal. Just, you know, I'm just giving an example. Girl, just leave him alone. You just leave him alone. Take some time off to heal and you'll be good. And it sounds easy. It sounds like we could just go off and we could just do that. But what people don't know, that healing hurts. If you ever broken a bone in your body, the healing process hurt. Let me give you an example. A few years back, I had broke my big toe. I was actually walking and I had on flip-flops and the concrete was unleveled and I ended up hitting my big toe on the concrete. I was so upset that I even, because I tripped, and, you know, people was outside, so, you know, and I was more upset and embarrassed that I tripped versus me hitting my toe. I didn't even realize that I broke my toe until by the time I got home, I could barely make it home. I was literally like crawling on the ground, and it was some guy on a bike that seen me crawling on the ground and helped me get to my house. And I ended up going to the emergency room and come to find out I had it was broken, but it was like a splinter. And the way that my big toe broke, they told me, like, you know, healing is it's going to be painful because the part that was broken, there's no cast for it. They gave me this ugly shoe and told me just basically to be careful and to not be alarmed that if I was to get arthritis in my big toe. And the funny thing about it is because it took about, I'll say, 3 to 4 months for it to fully heal. But it was very, very, very painful. The healing process was painful. Because I didn't have a cast, I had to be careful on how I moved my big toe. My big toe was swollen, so I couldn't wear any closed shoes like tennis shoes or anything like that. I had to wear like flip-flops or open toes, which was even more nerve-wracking for me because I had to make sure that I wasn't moving my toe all crazy and that I didn't hit it. So it was definitely a painful healing process, but it healed like it was supposed to, you know. And I say all that to say that healing is not easy, because when you heal yourself, what you are doing is you are going back down memory lane or to the past subconsciously, digging up all the trauma, the pain, and the wounds that you have once concurred, and you are healing them, you are releasing them. And sometimes that is very rough. Some things that have happened in our life has been so traumatic that we don't even want to think about it. We don't want to speak about it. We want no parts to it. And for a while, we work in and operate in that type of energy, and it works for a little bit, but eventually it comes back up. See, one thing about time that they don't explain to you, because of the fact that it's a continued progress of existence and events in the past, present, and future, that means eventually that time loop comes back around and you have to deal with that issue. It may not be with the same person. It may not be at the same place. It could be a different person. It could be a different place. It could be a different job. But it's going to be that same energy and that same situation because you haven't healed from it. See, what we exude is what we attract. And if we are hurting and we're not healing properly, we're going to attract the very things that hurt us. It's like an animal out in nature and they get hurt. That blood is going to attract predators. And they know this. That's why when an animal gets hurt, they try to go into hiding, because the predators are lurking and they're on the way. And it's the same thing with healing. When you don't take the time to heal yourself, you are saying to the universe subconsciously that you're not ready to evolve and you're not ready to move to the next level. Therefore, it seems like you're repeating the same things over and over and over. It's funny because when you don't take the time to heal, it is like you're on a hamster wheel and you're just repeating the same things over and over and over again. So my question to that is, you don't take the time to heal, you're on a hamster wheel, so you're repeating the same cycles over and over and over and over again. Where's the time in that? Does time not exist in that instance? When we repeat the same patterns, or when we repeat the same things, does time exist then? It does, because if you're not healed properly, you become stuck in the past, meaning you're going to continuously repeat the same cycles over and over and over again. Doesn't seem like you're moving forward. Doesn't seem like you're progressing. It seems like nothing good is going on. It seems like if you do take a step forward, you take a 10 step backwards, because you're stuck in a time loop of the past. You didn't heal, therefore you couldn't extend, therefore you couldn't attract new things into your life, or new, you know, situation, or new blessings, or new abundance into your life. Now, I study astrology, I guess, at in this moment, at the basic level, just enough for me to understand my natal chart and understand who I am. And I have found out that Saturn, which is ruled by Aquarius traditionally, and also Saturn rules the 11th house. Saturn, also known as karma. Now, one thing that I have learned when it has come to these planets, you know, sometimes they go into retrograde, meaning they turn backwards. Saturn is known as karma because it turns backwards. And when it goes backwards, it's like a test. Are you going to take the time to heal? Are you going to take the time to be kind to yourself and to others? Are you going to take the time to move forward? Because if not, when Saturn goes direct, you're going to see all the fruits and labors of people and what they were doing during Saturn retrograde. Now, Saturn is ruled by Aquarius traditionally. And what I wanted to know is, I wanted to know, well, what is Saturn exactly? And so I did research on the planet Saturn and, you know, what it stands for symbolically. And Saturn has a symbol. It's a symbol, a cross of matter. Okay, I just butchered out all up. Sorry, y'all. My own handwriting sucks. So Saturn has a symbol. It's of a cross of matter, which represents reality. So the cross symbol is of matter, and it represents reality. The cross is placed over the soul, which symbolizes man having material nature, that real way. So in nature, the Saturn symbol means that in nature, by nature law, by Saturn law, by the planets, by the universe, it symbolizes a man having material gain. And that a man will reign. That's in its nature. Saturn also symbolizes dominance, power, and change. Now, when you think about the world that we live in, it's based off of time. You only got a little bit of time before this. School starts at this, that, and other. And what I've noticed is that those, as they would say, the powers that be, they have control over time. Meaning, because they have control over time, they have the dominance, they have the power, they have the power to change things. You don't believe me? Perfect example. We literally went to bed one day and woke up to the whole country shut down. Time has changed because of a virus. The whole world literally shut down. And really hasn't been the same since. The world has not been the same since. Times have not went back to what they used to be. Because the power at B has control over that. If the powers that be was to say that the virus was gone and clear, people will really try to go on about their day as if nothing happened. They will really try to go back to how things used to be. But that is no more. It's the past. And the only way the past can exist is if you are continuously living in it. Meaning, the past is no more. The future is not here. So the only time we really have is now. The moment is now. We have to live in the now. We have to appreciate the now. We have to be thankful for the now. Even the scripture says that you're not supposed to worry about tomorrow, but just focus on today. Nothing is set in stone except for change. Not even time. Time is not even set in stone. Because if you think about it, different parts of this country, the time zones is different. Different parts of the world, the time is different. So time is not even set in stone. The only thing is set in stone is change. Closing out, I want you to think about something. If you knew the exact date and the exact time where you were going to leave this earth or die, as some would say, would you take the time out to heal? Would you take the time out to forgive? Forgive the past, heal for the past, move forward, live your best life? Would you be more grateful for the now? For the moment that you live in, even if you may not be where you want to be. You may not have a car. You may not have a job. Or you may be working at a job that you just don't like.
You may be a single mother. You may want children and don't have any at the moment. No matter what your situation may be, if you knew the exact date and time you was to leave this earth, would you appreciate your life? Would you appreciate the time as of now? Would you make the necessary changes to be able to move forward? I don't know. These are just my thoughts. So,
I don't know. Tell me what you think. Until next time, namaste.